It is. And on Sunday in the AFLW, Carlton was supposed to be playing the Western Bulldogs in a Pride Round match, which is well attended and well supported all the way through. And it's normally a very big day in the Moody household because Brianne and Celine are twins. And they're very, very good AFLW players. And I'm sure when the fixture comes out, this is the one that's circled by the family. But it's not to be. It's been a change. Bree Moody joins us from the Blues to talk about that this morning. Moods, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
A pleasure having you on. Is that something that is circled very quickly and the fixture comes out in the kitchen at the Moody household?
It definitely is, yes. It's the one that we get all the family and friends to, and Mum gets a joint Carlton Bulldogs Guernsey out of the cupboard. And, if we can as well, we try and organise the family to come down from Queensland. So, it's always the one that gets circled first. But, pretty unfortunate that we can't play it this year.
So a change,
or not this weekend.
Yeah, change in the fixture because the Dogs are having some challenges with the health and safety protocols at the moment. So the Blues are taking on the Lions and the Dogs are having the weekend off. Who had to break the news to Mum?
I think Celine got the early word. they weren't planning on training last night anyway, so they had a bit of a team meeting before we actually got to the club. So I think she was the one to break the word. Hopefully we're still able to play down the track or next year.
All these changes, Bree, how are you coping with them? I mean, half's your coach and he keeps saying, oh, just follow the bouncing ball, and he doesn't seem too fussed about it. But as a player, is it starting to take its toll at all?
Oh, I think we were pretty well equipped heading into this season, knowing that anything could happen. I mean, half's favourite saying over the last couple of years has been everything's subject to change, and we've definitely learnt that that is our reality. So, I guess I'm pretty lucky that I'm in casual work and something like this doesn't affect me too much as I'm able to change my shifts around and that sort of thing. But I definitely feel for the girls that have, bigger commitments and that sort of thing. It would be quite annoying not knowing if the fixture's going to go to plan week by week, or even how many players are going to have at training sessions and that sort of thing. So, yeah, everything is definitely subject to change.
Yeah, so you obviously go from playing on a Sunday in Melbourne to heading up to the Gold Coast, I think it is, to play on Tuesday night. Had you started looking at your opposition? Had you started to plan for playing the Bulldogs this week?
Yes, we definitely had. But I think something that's also worked in our favour is that we were planning to play Brisbane last week before
yeah, that's true.
To play Geelong. So, pretty lucky that we'd already started looking at them, and we'll just go back to that vision and talk a little bit more about them before Tuesday night.
So, half probably a question for you while Bree is here. Do you end up focusing more on what you're doing rather than the opposition? Has it kind of changed the way that you're preparing for games just in case this sort of thing happens, that it's all about you and not about... So you're kind of changing the way you coach?
Yeah, well, that's the crux of your prep. You've got to worry about what you're doing. But there's always an element of the opposition and knowing what they do and how you can stifle that or take something, one of their strengths away. So there's always that element. But I think probably the percentage of us versus them goes in our favour a bit more on the back of this, because, as Bruce said, you just don't know what's going to happen. So just everything's subject to change. Just control what you can, and we can control us. That's all we can really control. So that makes sense. Moods, for you, a great year last year, All-Australian for you. You won a Best and Fairest in your first year in the competition in 2018. Was that second year, was it?
Second year.
In 2018. So you've a Best and Fairest, an All-Australian, and you're 24 now and really hitting your physical peak. What's next for you? What do you want to achieve out of this career for you?
I think it would be pretty special to get another All-Australian team this year, and then hopefully see a few more of the Carlton girls in there with me. But I just want to keep developing my game. I feel very comfortable in the ruck now, so it'll be more about developing my game a bit more forward and helping the backs out as well. So just continuing to get fitter and develop my skills and continue to help the team out.
Has it changed the opportunity that is in front of you, that the way you think about it in the last couple of years, and what do you see it looking like in 5 years' time?
I definitely think it's changed. Like, it's getting a lot more professional, and the support and everything around us is only helping us grow each training session. And I think it will continue to grow over the next 5 years. We've started having some pretty exciting conversations with the AFLPA in terms of the transition from part-time to full-time. And whilst it might not be in my playing career, it might be at the end, it's definitely exciting for all the young ones coming through now that they're potentially going to be full-time AFLW players.
Yeah, well, that's the hope and the vision for everything, and it's a big weekend for the AFLW with the Pride Round going on, and a lot of people out there supporting all that. But we'll be supporting you Tuesday night, Moods. Tell Mum we'll see her with the Bulldogs game at some stage, but not quite this week. Good luck to you and the team, certainly from my behalf, and look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning.
No worries. Thanks, Harf. Thanks, Adam.
Bree Moody, the Australian ruck with the Blues, is getting ready for a bit of a change in the fixture again for the Blues in the last couple of weeks. Tuesday night on the Gold Coast against Brisbane.